Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Jazzy Frierson, and I'm here with
Cody Corral.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Fox, HHS, redfox.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. Well, with the next week being homecoming week, we will be doing a few special episodes over the next few days. We will be giving you some interesting facts, interviewing potential kings and queens, and updating you on the upcoming activities.
Today's interesting homecoming fact is brought to you by the HHS SGA. Want to join or help with homecoming activities? Contact Mr. Payton in room 215. Today's fact is the origin of the homecoming tradition. In 1909, the University of Baylor invited alumni to return to their alma mater to renew former associations and friendships and catch the Baylor spirit again. Originally titled Goodwill Week, the event was scheduled for Thanksgiving weekend and included a program of class reunion, speeches, and concerts, as well as a formal dance, parade, and a football game. Nearly the entire town of Waco, Texas was in attendance at the parade. Elaborately decorated automobiles and carriages made their way through downtown, led by the Baylor band and followed by students, professors, and school dignitaries. The football game followed that afternoon with over 5,000 alumni and fans in attendance at Carroll Field. Seniors dressed in their caps and gowns with the majority of the field awash in green and gold. Baylor won their first homecoming game against Texas Christian University due mainly to the overwhelming support from the school and community. Baylor's next homecoming didn't take place until 1915, and it wasn't until 1934 that the celebration became an annual event.
Today we will be interviewing two candidates for homecoming queen, Kaiesia Stanford and Elizabeth Barr. What are you involved in at HHS?
I play for the Red Fox basketball team.
What about you, Liz?
I do competitive cheer.
All right.
Okay. What do you prefer, Sonic or Cookout?
Sonic.
What about you?
Cookout.
Why did you sign up for the homecoming court?
To step out my comfort zone.
How about you, Liz?
I actually enjoyed it, so.
What is your favorite memory at HHS so far?
It would have to be with the basketball team.
All right.
I think it would have to be just competitive cheer and going to all the football games.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Zendaya.
All right.
Tim McGraw.
What was your favorite thing about Hartsville High School?
I think sometimes just the community and how people are, like, just nice to you.
The people.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 1 year from now?
Going to college.
All right.
College.
All right. Burger King or Wendy's?
Neither.
Burger King.
Wendy's.
I agree with that. What is your dream job?
My dream job is to be a real estate agent and also be an interior designer.
All right.
My dream job is to be a marine biologist.
Okay.
And what advice would you give to an eighth grader coming into HHS next year?
My advice that I would give to an eighth grader would be,
it can be literally anything. You should focus on school more than anything else.
Work. Okay, yeah, focus on your GPA and your courses.
You don't always need friends, and join something.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, ladies, for your time, and good luck.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHS, redfoxes.com. I'm your host, Jazzy Frierson.
Coach Corral.
And we're out. Boom!
This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Touchdown! Red Foxes!